Psalm 12. To the chief musician upon Sheminith. A psalm of David. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor. With flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips, and the tongue that speaketh proud things. Who have said, with our tongue will we prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Oh, how we need the Lord. Oh, how we need His help. As time advances, there are fewer and fewer true, godly men. There are fewer and fewer truly faithful men. Iniquity abounds. Perilous times are coming upon us. Men are lovers of their own selves. They're covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. More and more they are without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. They have a form of godliness, but they deny His true power. Lord, save us from this generation. Save us from flatterers. Save us from the pretenders. Save us from those who believe themselves to be their own Lord and have not bowed the knee and their heart to the only Lord. Jesus Christ. Jesus warned that in the last days, brother would betray brother, children would betray parents, husband would betray wife, and vice versa. Oh Lord, save our families from such treachery, flattery, and division. Make us part of Your remnant that truly believes Your words, the pure and holy words. For the Lord shall cut off all flattering lips, and the tongue that speaketh proud things. For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. Hallelujah! In a day and age when many flatter and pretend to be something they are not, when there are many false prophets gone out into the world for their own gain and advantage, when there are many false shepherds, not keeping the flock, but looking for their own profit, who can we trust? Where can we turn for truth? Well, praise God. No matter what happens with mankind, the words of the Lord are pure words. As silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times, we can always turn to the Lord and His word. His words are pure. His words are holy. His words are tried and true. Thank you, God, for Your word. And you know what? His words weren't lost in Hebrew and Greek and jumbled and confused, never to be found again. No, God promised that He would preserve His words from corrupt generations and that they would be preserved forever. And because His words are pure, we can be pure. Because His words are true, we can be true. And because He has preserved His word, He will preserve us forever. Psalm 12.